He was just wondering if there would be a reference in a history file. Surely the ZTT pioneers would want to know the limits of their craft when Ithra datavised him. "Warlow wants to talk with you," the habitat said. He cancelled the link to the memory cores. "Hello, Warlow. How's it going?" "Superbly," Warlow said. "Where are you?" The Cosmonic ought to be back on board in another 20 minutes if everything was running on schedule. Joshua had helped draw up the flight vector through the ring. 20 kilometers from Grameen. "What? I can see it." "Jesus shit, Warlow, what the fuck are you playing at? The schedule doesn't have any margin for error." "I know, that's why I'm here. I'm going to make certain that Grameen is destroyed by the blast. I shall detonate it when the ship is on an optimum position." "Oh, Jesus, Warlow, get your iron ass back here now." "Sorry, Captain, Maranta will only be 7,300 kilometers away when Grameen is eliminated, but that will still give you an 18-second lead on the combat wasps. That's easily enough time." "Warlow, stop this. We can wait until the end of the next sweep and position the bomb again. That's only another 5 hours. We'll still be at Lalon before Amorisk's evening." "Joshua, you have 6 minutes before I detonate. Make sure everyone is strapped down, please." "Don't do it. Jesus, Warlow, I'm begging you." "You know this has to be done properly, and I can ensure it is." "Not like this. Please, come back." "Don't worry about me, Joshua. I've thought it out. I will be quite all right." "Warlow!" Joshua's face was crushed into a mask of anger and desperation. He jerked round to look at Ashley. The pilot was moving his lips silently, eyelashes sticky with tears. "Say something," Joshua commanded. "Get him back." "Warlow, for heaven's sake, come back," Ashley datavised. "Just because you can't navigate properly, there's no need for this. I'll do it next time, and do it right." "I would like you to do me a favor, Ashley." "What? Next time you come out of Zero Tau, in 50 years or so, I want you to come back here and visit me."
"Visit you?"
"Yes, I'm transferring my memories to Ithra. I'm going to become one of the multiplicity. I won't die."
"You crazy old bastard."
"Gora," Joshua shouted. "Can he do that? He's not an Edenist." "The datavise has already begun," Gora replied. "He is doing it."
"Oh, Jesus wept."
"Is everyone in their acceleration couches?" Warlow asked. "I'm giving you the chance you really need to escape the rings. You're not going to waste that, are you, Joshua?"
"Shit."
A hot steel band was constricting Joshua's chest, far worse than any G-force.
"They're getting onto the couches, Warlow."
He datavised the flight computer for an image from the cabin cameras, watching Edenists tighten the webbing around themselves. Melvin was swimming about, checking they had done it properly.
"And what about the thermodump panels? Have you retracted them? There's only 5 minutes left."
Joshua datavised the flight computer to retract the thermodump panels. System schematics appeared as he prepped the generators and drive tubes. Mostly green, some amber. The old girl was in good shape. Sara started to help him with a checklist.
"Please, Warlow, fly the bastards into the ground, Joshua. You can do it."
"Jesus, I don't know what to say."
"Promise me something."
"Yes?"
"Gotcha. You should have asked me what it was first."
Joshua coughed, laughed painfully. It made his vision all blurred for some unfathomable reason.
"What is it?"
"Hard luck you committed. I want you to be more considerate to your girls. You never see the effect you have on them. Some of them get hurt, Joshua."
"Jesus, cosmonic and social worker."
"Promise?"
"I promise."
"You were a good captain, Joshua. Lady Macbeth was a great way to finish. I wouldn't have had it any other way."
Sara was sobbing on her acceleration couch. Ashley was clenching and unclenching his fists.
"I would," Joshua said silently.
Ithra showed him the Grameen. The starship was traversing the ring surface with the suavity of a maglev train, straight and sure. Three thermodump panels were extended to the full, shining a dull vermilion. A long, narrow flame of blue ions flickered for an instant.